Attention in the pits. Welcome back to another episode of the Backup Girls official podcast. As always, I am joined with the Miss Emily Smith.
Hey guys, we're so excited to bring another episode for you guys this week. As always, before we get started, we'd like to say a huge thank you to all of our sponsors that we have backing us. So we'd like to thank Kingdom Media Company, Double D Med Spa, R40 Trucking, Outlaw Truck and Trailer, as well as, why did their name just leave my head? Car Chicks.
Oh, there I was like, go. I thought you named them all.
Yeah, Car Chicks.
It's been a long weekend, folks.
Very long weekend.
But, okay, so thank you guys for always believing in us and having our back. Today we have, obviously, I'm biased, but a very special guest with us. We have the Miss Pamela Lawson joining us.
Hi, guys.
Woo-woo, baby.
I know this one is like a nice curveball that we have thrown in the mix, but
I'm excited. I'm also biased because I'm her biggest fan, so.
Thank you.
So, girl. No, we thought we would start incorporating some of the juniors, and obviously easy for us to have her on, but what better way than to start with kind of one of the OGs?
Ah, I mean, I've only been around this for like 2 years now, but she was one of the first kiddos that I ever saw going down the track.
Being a bug or driving a race car?
Being a bug.
Boom. I love it. She just asked me what's OG, original gangster.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
If that doesn't make y'all feel old, I don't know what will.
Say I'm the baby.
Okay, so this is how it goes. She's usually not allowed in my office when I record, so we're just going to ask you some questions, and then you just answer them. It's that easy peasy.
Okay.
Lemon squeezy.
So tell us, for anybody who doesn't know, her nickname is PB. It's an abbreviation of her name. That's what we call her. That's what I'm going to continue to call her. So from here on out, it's PB. It's talking about her. So tell us, PB, what do you race?
I race a junior dragster. I actually have two. So my I have a junior funny car, and it's wrapped like my dad's car, the Man of War, and then my junior dragster. It's painted. We bought it from this like older girl that didn't want to race anymore. So like they made like all different kinds of colors in there. And
so what's your funny car called?
My funny car is called a Man of War Mustang.
Man of War 3.
Man of War 3 Mustang.
There we go. And it is just like Shane's car.
Yes.
But yes, she is lucky to have a lot of the same sponsors as her dad. So it's wrapped the same with the same sponsors on it. It's more of a nostalgic body.
It looks like the OG Man of War car.
It does. So which one do you like driving more and why?
I don't know because it's really hard. I like playing with both. I like racing both.
Oh my gosh.
I would say probably the funny car because it can go faster. And I've actually had good luck with it this year.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you had a couple of wins this year with it?
No, because last year it was like a whole thing that this dad didn't want this, not that didn't want that. So I didn't want to race it, and then because my clutch hasn't been the best that last past year. So I've been racing my dragster, and that has been going well.
You won Mocan last year when we were there racing Shane's car. Your dad's. God, my voice. You won, how many cars were there? Like 22, 23 juniors?
Oh, I thought there was like 15.
Oh, all right, sorry.
Wait, there was a lot of cars.
Yeah, there was, but it was it was hard, but my dad has always said that if you want to win, you always have to cut a good lie, and that's what I did every time.
Go, folks. The secret to success. The secret. From the 9-year-old.
That's right. my gosh, my voice. I'm so sorry. So, with her racing, for those that don't know and listening in, she races all ages. So, it's bracket racing, but it's not just her age, which is also super fun.
Like, at, like, my home track, Tulsa, I like, if I don't have people in my class there, I'll race with the older kids, and, like, I always make it to, like, a few rounds, and then when I actually have competition with my class, I always do it, and it's really fun to have kids my age that do it. But every year, what's nice is that we have this race called Armmore, and it's just a junior race, and they have all my class, and there's, like, probably 10 cars there that's in my class, and it's pretty fun.
Like, having more competition?
Yes, it's way more fun because it's not as hard as it, like, it's not as hard.
So more cars means it's easier?
No, it's easier to be in my class.
Than going up against the bigs.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes, and Ardmore is not the last season for you guys, but, or the last season race, but it is a team thing. So the Tulsa track kids team up and all the kind of, it's a good time.
It's kind of like an invite, isn't it?
Yeah, but they bring certain.
It's like the two home tracks race each other against each other in Ardmore.
No. They're from like all over, I believe.
Okay.
Last year was our first year, but it's a whole.
Last year, like, I was actually old enough to go.
Yes, your first year. But they theme every night, and like all the teams.
Like, they'll put every other year they put like a scavenger hunt and all the other.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Alone in the Dark Night. It's really fun.
So, how long have you been racing PB?
I started basically when I was four. I started making passes when I was four, but I actually started doing competition when I was five. So basically 3 or 4 years.
Wait, okay, and how many?
No, 4 or 5.
Do you know how many race wins you have so far?
Oh, Tulsa, I have like.
How many Wallys do you have?
I have 2 Wallys.
You race this Saturday.
This Saturday, I race to get to a win for another Wally.
And I just finally saw your Wally for the first time.
You did?
Last night when I was FaceTiming your mom. And then your dad took the phone and he showed me. So.
Yeah, I have like 6 or 7 like plastic gold trophies from like Tulsa.
plastic gold trophies.
They're just trophies, PB. Just because they're not a Wally doesn't mean they're not a trophy.
And then I have my MoCamp plaque and my big check. Well, this is not really racing, but like I've won like a backup thing. Me and my mom got 3rd place a few years ago.
Yeah,
that's the competition that Jagger put on, but that we raised more money. That's what she's talking about.
The one that we beat? Yeah,
we beat. Where's our plastic trophy?
Yeah, we didn't get no plastic gold trophies for that one.
Darn it,
Jagger. Yeah, Jagger needs to get us trophies for that because we beat him.
Yeah,
I like that. I don't think he's getting over that,
right? And then you have so her room has a built-in bookshelf, desk kind of thing, and it is
like I put on my medals and trophies.
So she's
and
got
pictures.
Basketball and all that on there too.
So you race the funny car in the dragster,
yes.
Right? And then you also back up your dad's car with your mom. What's that like? You have fun doing that?
Yes, I love dressing up with her. I love how now that she's like teamed up with you and like.
Oh my gosh, that was so sweet. Sorry, go ahead.
And like started this backup page and like having all different kind of themes. I think this makes it more fun because like we did get to do themes. I got to wear my rock and roll stuff, my American flag. It's really fun and I love like all the stuff that she gets for me.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, You didn't have to go like that, but I appreciate it. I'm glad that you have fun with it too. Me and your mom have been working really hard to make sure that everybody has fun with it and that everybody gets to take part in it. And
yes,
it's not.
Always will.
We wanted to make sure that you don't have to spend a whole crap ton of money to have fun, because I know there's some people that think that you gotta spend hundreds upon hundreds of dollars for
the
this
best
stuff.
Of the best. Now way.
Yeah, but like no when way. With our rock and roll shirts, I said my mom every year like cuts off the sleeves or whatever we're doing, and like and then like we put slits in the side of the shirt.
She's very much hands on when it comes to this kind of stuff too. I mean, your brother is too, but she's my very much loves a good theme as well. Just like yesterday we had her birthday party and she wanted to do the Kid Olympics and themed it. She thought of the theme, the games that they were going to play. She picked out the trophies, the cake, everything. And we had to pick up her cake yesterday, pick up the donuts, pick up a friend. And I mean, it's 8:30 in the morning and Walmart's quite packed, by the way, at 8:30 in the morning. We even saw one of her teachers.
Yes.
And
Saturday?
She,
yeah. Packed.
Yeah. And she wore her 90s theme, neon theme workout outfit.
Into Walmart.
Into the donut store, like around our hometown, and did not
care
at all. And so she's always up for a good theme.
Hey, I have to say, don't be dissing on Lane, because he helped me pick out my outfits too.
No,
when we were in Cordova.
Yes, he's a good one.
Who did? He's my Lane. Personal hype man.
Oh my gosh! So I have a friend getting married in January, and she was like, "I said you should probably totally do a first look with Lane," and she was like,
"Oh,
she's like, I absolutely want to, just because he's such a good hype man."
Yeah, like
when I came out of the bus in Cordova, because. A little bit of context. We didn't have our fifth wheel that usually comes with us to the races in Cordova. We had a hotel. So I would go into Bonnie's motorhome to change. Well, every time I'd go in there, I'd come out and Lane, their son, would be right outside. And when I changed into my rock and roll outfit, I came out and Lane, when I say his jaw hit the floor.
Yeah.
He goes, "You look so beautiful." And I was like, I need a pay him to follow me around everywhere.
I'm telling you, he is everybody's big. Both my kids are.
Yeah, like on Saturday, well, like yesterday, but I was about to play my.
Oh gosh, this is hilarious! You were playing.
Yes, I was about to play. They were shooting free throws, or like after they jumped the ball, like somebody already fouled or something. And he says, "Sis, are you okay? Are you okay down there?" And I gave him a thumbs up and. It was funny.
Like, from up in the bleachers, he was yelling
at her. It was kind of like a, like, you know, like in the WNBA and the NBA, like, it goes up, like, the seats go up.
She's talking now about the stadium. The gymnasium we were playing in
it was a big high school. And, like, I had, like, it was, like, a stadium. And it was really fun being down there because I felt like I'm famous for how big it was.
Yeah. You felt like a WNBA player because you were...
It was
in
huge.
This huge, big high school stadium. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, and then so he's...
Sis, are you okay? Sis, are you... You're doing great, sis.
He's always her biggest
fan. And then I'm done, and then I have to, like, climb all the stairs, and he says, "Sis, why are you so sweaty? Sissy, why do you look like that? Or sissy this, sissy that."
He's a good one.
It's because he loves you, kid.
He does.
That's why.
He's a really, really good hype man. Okay, so... We have a big event coming up for you junior bugs.
Oh, yes.
So Emily and I started the season off with the bigs having a contest. And now we've got the juniors. And what do we have, like over $1,100 raised for them?
I think so, yeah. I know we've surpassed the $1,000 threshold. I'm sure there's going to be more money to come in as the time goes. Because we still have, what, like a month and a half almost until the event. So I know when we were planning out all the season, the whole season of themes and everything, we got to this last Mocan one and we originally were thinking of doing another like Ennis style best dressed bugs contest. And then me and Bonnie both thought, wait a minute, we let the big kids have their turn. Why don't we let the littles have their time to shine? So this one, we've talked about it before, is going to be strictly junior bugs. So all the even the kiddos that don't go on the track, the kids that are in the pits with the race cars, are going to be the only ones that are taking part in this. So what do you think about that, PB? What's your opinion on it? Are you excited?
Yes, I am. And I would love to give a shout out to my mom for this shirt that she made me for Mocan. She thought outside the box. We tried one thing that did not work at all. That'd take too long.
No,
but
it did not.
I will be the first to say, and everybody who knows me knows this, I am not a Pinterest mom. I'm an Etsy mom. I will buy before I will craft.
You'll pay somebody else to do it. Yeah,
absolutely.
Do it
there
yourself.
Are people out there that have way better talents than me in all areas of life. So if I can buy it, I'd rather do that. But sorry, go ahead.
And it really
worked
out.
There's nothing wrong with that because I'm starting to turn that way too.
Yeah.
It really worked because she had to like color it.
Okay, you can't give our secrets.
Yeah, you gotta keep
it's
it
top
on the
secret,
deal,
man.
Girl.
Okay, I just thought outside the box. We're gonna have to edit that. No, I'm just kidding. It's okay. It's fine. But we did. We thought outside the box. We came together with some ideas. Pamela is my creative, artistic one of the family. And so
he's also your little mini personal Barbie doll.
Yeah. I like to dress her. Because
you can dress her up, which now she's more opinionated, so you can't quite put her in whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But like, for the most part, I feel like she'd be like, we're wearing this, and she'd be okay with it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's...
Unless it was ugly. She'll be the first one to tell me that enough it's ugly.
Yeah. Doesn't go together. That's not the best.
And I always want to match her.
Do you always, do you help your mom pick out your outfits, or does she just kind of pick them out?
When, like, we're rushing, I'm normally the one that picks out my outfit. But, like, we're about to run in, like, 45 minutes, we, like, pick out our outfit and then, like, run around 10 minutes. And, like, we're always the one in the back, so we always don't really
we get
to
take our time.
Yeah, we get to take our time. Yeah. And sometimes we don't have to rush. Because we're also always in the back.
I'd say for the most part, you guys are usually pretty well coordinated in terms of your outfits. Like, you guys are wearing either the exact same thing or the same thing with, like, different color combinations. Like, when we were in Eddyville last year and you guys wore the red, white, and blue outfits and you guys were wearing the same thing, but, like, one of y'all's tops was blue, the other top was red, and then somebody was wearing
Mama Joe.
Yes, Mama Joe was wearing red.
She was wearing white.
She was wearing, like, a white bodysuit with, like, red.
She wore the shirt that we wore.
The reason it comes to my mind was I was looking through my camera roll earlier, and I saw the picture of me and the two of you guys on the golf cart, and you guys were, like, wearing the exact same thing, just different colors.
Yes,
so,
we're very big on, especially, obviously, red, white, and blue stuff. America, any chance we can get to do
this
that?
This year was my favorite because for the, like, dressing up for Patriotic because I got to wear, well, my parents do adult Olympics and it, what?
Nothing, you just cried.
And every year she does, like, a country theme or whatever, and she gave, our old neighbors a, like, a holiday, and they wore it, and it was 4th of July, and she has a
no, it was countries that year. We haven't done holidays yet.
And it, like, the wife was wearing a hat, and, like, she, it was like a kind of like a dress, and then you put your arm out and it showed the American flag, and
it was really cool.
And I got to wear that and we wore glasses, we wore headbands, we wore glow sticks. It was really fun.
All the accessories were at your pit. That
yes.
Weekend.
Yeah, Mama Jo even brought, glow sticks with, like, American flags on them and stuff like that. My whole team is down for a theme.
Yeah, she made our pit, dress up, like, made everybody dress up, and then one of our guys forgot his outfit, so we made him wear, like, what was it,
Big John?
Yeah.
The Uncle Sam outfit?
Yeah. We made him wear the Uncle Sam outfit. And then, like, he had his hat on, and I made him wear the headband on top.
It was, y'all did not disappoint that weekend. I also had a bunch of little, like, earrings and headbands and stuff.
Yeah.
Of American flag stuff that I was passing out to anybody who didn't have it. So we were all covered that weekend.
Yeah. So I went to Mama Joe's trailer after the semifinals, and I went in there, and, like, she was, like, taking her earrings off, and I saw the things of her earrings, and, like, she, like, it was rock and roll earrings, patriotic earrings. It was, like all the different kind of themes. It was...
You gotta have all the earrings for all the themes, kid.
Yeah. Gotta be prepared. You have to always be prepared when you're a bug. What would you say would be your favorite part of being a bug?
I would say backing up with my mom, dressing up, and basically also watching my dad win.
Seeing your dad win.
That was nice. That was a sweet shout out.
And I like being on TV and getting pictures of me.
Bonnie, she is just like you.
Oh my gosh, I know it. I know. I know. And if anybody who's listening gets a chance to ever scroll through pictures or videos or anything, 99% of the time, this is, we've said this before, but we're dancing on the track, we're waving, we're being goofy, we're
all the time.
All the time. And it's just.
I'm just mad that I missed the Congo line in Cordova. I didn't know that it was happening.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Congo line.
On the track. When y'all were all dancing together on the track.
And then it was like, what was the song? The choo-choo song. Like, come on, ride the train. And ride it. Or whatever. However it goes.
I don't remember what it was, but it was like, choo-choo. And you guys all had your hands on each other's shoulders. Mm-hmm. And I literally ran over there as soon as I saw what was going on. And I missed it. Like, as soon as I got to y'all, it stopped. I was so sad.
Some of those tracks, man, they got good music going.
And then, like they were doing what's it called? Right foot, left stomp, or
the cha-cha slide.
Yeah, the cha-cha slide, and then me and my friend from the gambler. We're the only ones dancing, and like it's a good time when I put
you
good
weren't
music
the only
on.
One dancing to the cha-cha slide, girl. Me and Jade Cook and her sister Ashley. We're all getting down in the pit, or not in the pits. We were in the very back of the staging.
The staging lanes. Yeah, and Morgan got a photo shoot of me doing mine.
Yeah, I saw she was scrolling through Facebook last night, and I it was her doing the dance, but we were the only ones in the stands doing it. Everybody was just looking at us.
Oh yeah, that's when you were in the stands with the girls.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember you coming down hollering that nobody else was doing it.
She's always up for a party, folks. A dance party, especially.
Yeah, so if you ever see Pamela running around the stands and good music's coming on, join her and she'll start dancing with you.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, I will. What is your least favorite part about being a bug?
That's hard.
You like it all?
Yeah, I mean, I would have... every now and then, I don't, I'll say something, I don't like this, but other than that, I like it all.
Okay.
I love it all. I don't know.
This is what it's like interviewing a 9-year-old. Makes total sense.
Well, I know that doesn't really make sense.
It's okay. Okay, so your racing career, where do you want to see it going?
I want to end up like Megan Myers.
Her to hear, folks.
Do you want to run an A-fuel dragster, or do you want to go further than that?
For the what?
Do you want to run?
Want to run an A-fuel dragster like she does, or do you want to run top fuel?
I would say A-fuel probably.
Do you want to do dragsters, or do you want to do funny cars?
Yeah, that was gonna be my question.
Well, my dad wants me to take over when he can't race anymore. But
you're gonna have to wait 30 years for
I'm
that to happen.
You. He ain't hanging that helmet up anytime soon.
No.
But I wanna drive a dragster, but I bet after that, I'll have to Probably park that or sell it, and then, like,
I don't think your dad's gonna get rid of your dragster, but you'll grow out of it.
No, my big dragster. When older.
Okay.
Probably sell that, get the money, use it for something, and then probably give it to him for his business, and then probably race the funny car.
So, all in all, you think you're gonna end up racing the Man of War funny car? The big Man of War funny car. Well, then here's another question. Would you rather run the original Man of War, or would you rather run the body that he has on it now?
Like the one that's in Papa's shop that's hanging up on the lift, or would you rather the one he drives now?
I like the one that, the new one, because that body was just older, and the one that we just got, it looks way better to me. And I like the colors. And then a lot of the things that we order, it's, like, better matching, because, like, we would always have to get, like, yellowed or...
Oh, she's talking about bug stuff, guys.
We'd always have to get, like, yellow stuff. It was so hard. It was, like, a mustard color when we went to be, like, a little bit lighter, a little bit darker.
Mustard yellow is hard to find in outfits.
Yes.
I mean, it is. I can understand that. But
we would wash it, and then, like, it would take some of the color out, and then it looked weird.
That's your only reason for wanting the other body back is because it's, or keeping this body is because it's easier to match outfits with.
Who's going to be your bug if you take over, though?
Who's going to back you up?
Probably my daughter, if I have one.
Oh, wow.
You're planning really far ahead, kid.
Yes, yes.
But another reason why I still want the body is because we have better luck in that thing. And, like, we won, like, 2 races with the other body.
I hope Shane doesn't listen to this.
Hey, we won a race the same weekend with the old body.
She wasn't there.
Like, 1 race.
Oh, that's right.
She had cheer, and that was golf cart gate.
That was golf cart gate.
She was not
it's
there.
It's probably better that she wasn't there, because...
Oh, gosh. I'm telling you.
We were both a mess, even though we didn't know each other.
Yeah. Yeah. When it comes to your racing career, who do you see as your crew chief? Like Singleton's daddies, who do you see as yours?
Who
would you like to see? Who would you want, and who do you think? How about that? Two-part question.
I would want my dad if something happens and he can help me. But, I think my, other crew chief that helps me, I think Keith would also want to still do that.
Oh, I love that.
And I think he'd probably do it also. But and
do you ever see Lane being your crew chief or no?
I would say no. He can fix my tires.
I think that Lane is better as being the moral support.
Like when she walks out in her fire suit. Oh my gosh, Sissy.
Sissy, you look so cool.
Yeah, I would say my dad would stage me, and then if Keith is not there, he would probably, my dad would work the computer.
So we're just going to keep it how your team Keith, is now.
So, yeah, probably. So Keith is the primary and the right. Daddy's the backup.
Yes.
Yes.
What I'm hearing. Okay.
Or sometimes Papa Mike, when I was little, he used to, Papa Mike is our, when I,
it was, girl, you're still little. Yeah.
I know.
When I was 5 or 6, he,
you're littler.
Yeah.
Yes. My dad's, kind of crew chief. I mean, he can't come all to the races now because,
he has to work and things.
Yeah, but, yeah. He, sometimes helps me when I was, younger.
Okay, but now it's mostly just Keith.
Yes, and my dad. If my dad can't make it, he's the backup.
It is definitely a team, even though it's a junior dragster. It's an all-hands-on-deck team thing. Everybody has their roles. And so I guess you're wanting to move that forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's exciting. We'll have to have Keith listen to this, too. Shout out to him.
Excited.
He will be. I wasn't expecting that one.
I think that's a good way to go. You've got a good team going. As long as I can still come around and be moral support too.
Yeah,
good.
I love how you come and give me a fist bump.
Every
I mean,
time.
I feel like too though, like I know we always talk about this and we give the shout outs and things, but when you've got a good solid group, it just, it like every time we're on the starting line, you see a million Man of War starting line shirts. And it's like the same thing when you see PB Racing going up there.
Oh,
regardless
yeah.
if it's the dragster or if it's her funny car.
Absolutely. As soon as you guys, luckily here at the last couple races, whenever y'all have brought either of her cars, we've been fairly close to each other. So I can kind of see when you guys are leaving the pit to go into the lanes. And especially in Cordova, we were like right across from each other.
Mm-hmm.
So you would take off and holler at me, say, "We're going to the lanes." And it didn't matter what I was doing. I dropped what I was doing and I'd go over there
or we
and
would
come
honk
watch
at you.
You guys.
Nothing like a toot toot.
Yep. And you know our horn because our horn's kind of funny.
But no, I'm all for it. I love seeing the kids do this, mostly because we've talked about it before. I've always wanted to race a junior. That's all I wanted to do when I was little. So now if I can't do it myself, I'm going to live vicariously through your kids. So.
Oh, and I have a question for you.
Oh my, how the tables have turned.
This is
so
scary.
I can't remember what race you said, but are you actually gonna race my junior funny car?
That is up to your parents if they want to let me drive it. But if they give me
well,
the
Daddy
green
told her
light,
last
I will
night do. That she can do the funny car.
Now what race?
Yeah, great
and
race.
And then Keith said he was gonna bring one of his daughter's old suits for me to wear because I don't have a driver's suit that fits me.
Do you have a helmet?
Oh.
I can wear Alex's
headstock.
Oh gosh,
girl, I can wear Alex's stuff.
All of it, besides the fire
All
suit.
Of it. Everything but the driver's suit, because I'll look like the Michelin Man.
Like Daddy.
Yes.
What is your favorite track this far that you've raced at or bugged at?
I would say for racing Mocam because I won that. For the bug, I would say, I don't know, like, every year I've always had fun at every race.
Yeah.
And I, like, I don't let things, like, let me down or, so, I would probably say Cordova or, what's the other race that's, like, you said, like, it feels like Zane's about to walk around the corner.
Zane's back. Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
I thought you were gonna say Eddyville because of the playground.
Eddyville's the one up north.
I don't really like that one because somebody always gets hurt.
By somebody, you mean your brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a walking accident.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. I figured it wasn't going to be Odessa,
ugh.
But I'm surprised that it's Albuquerque.
When was Odessa?
With a sandstorm where you were like literally fixing to go do a burnout and they shut the race down because a sandstorm came through this year.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because when I was coming down, like the sandstorm like just started when I went down that one time, and I accidentally turned my switch off like with my arm, so I'd like push it, but before I did that, a lizard ran in front of me.
Oh yeah, was that last year?
No, that was this year.
No, that was last year.
No, no.
I did it again.
No, when we were coming on the, when I was coming on the road to come down.
Oh, that's
the
right.
Keys,
yeah.
Yeah, a lizard ran in front of me, and then, like, I accidentally turned my car off with my arm. So then I had to push it all the way up there until somebody came and got me.
It's hilarious.
You're bad. Where would you like to see the future with the kids? Not like where would you like to see, but what would you say? Here we go. I'll reword it. What would you say to kids? Well, and I know you get asked this at the track, but what do you tell kids or what would you say to get them, like if they were interested in getting involved in racing, regardless if it's bugging or driving or whatever? What are your thoughts?
So if it was like them asking, like, if they want to be a bug and, like, they want to help their mom or something or whoever their aunt, whatever, whoever they're related to. I would say that, like, have fun. Don't care what other people say. Don't let anybody get to you. Don't, like, worry about anybody else. Live your best life. Wave to everybody.
Live your best life.
Spitting facts over here, kid.
Yeah.
And I would just say that, like, be happy for, like, the clothes you have, because a lot of kids out there don't get to do that, and they get to at least come to the races and watch you do that.
What about racing a car?
Racing a car, I would say, like, if you want to race when you're older, like my age, I would say, like, start, like, when I did, if your parents let you, but, like, if you're my age now and want to start to race, and if you've been watching races for a while, I think you know what you're going to do if your dad or mom was a driver, or you would need to go to your home track and practice as much as you want, and then when you think you're ready, you can go to race, see how that goes, and then start racing more, and then you can become a better racer.
So you're here for, you want to see it growing, and you want to see more kids involved.
Yes, I love to see kids that come from, like, where I am from, and, like, I would love to see some, like, kids from Tulsa come to, like, Mocan and all the other races I come to for racing.
Yeah, it's definitely cool to see not only, you know, kids racing, but these parents bringing their kids from all over the place to come to these tracks to race is so awesome, because you know the kids love it, and then the parents love it just as much to be able to haul these, you know, little race cars all over the country for their kids to race is so, so awesome to watch.
And I think another thing for them to have a good time is, like, that hero cards are a thing, and, like, that you can come and, like, the drivers can come and get them, like, to sign it, and, like, they get to, like, sit in the front row, whatever, and they get to have fun, because this thing that the gambler does now is that you sign up for this, you put your number, you put whoever, like, you want to call their name, and then you put your kid's name in the bucket, and then they draw a name at whatever time, and they draw out the name, and, like, people, like, donate toys, and they put them in a bucket, and then, like, after they draw that, they'll call the parent, and then, like, you get all those toys, and it's fun watching kids have a big smile on their face.
We've definitely, ourselves included, but a lot of the pits this year have been trying to get kids more involved, so it's cool to see it evolving.
Yeah, the gambler, Amy's daughter, Sally, she actually has a junior dragster, and I would love to see her come to the races I do.
Yeah. They can come race in Okamoma.
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 Nothing like an Okamoma.
Okay, well, do you have sponsors that you'd like to thank tonight, PB?
Yes, I would like to thank Fred Spell.
Karen.
Miss Karen, the Bozemans.
Loser,
cuckoo, you're a loser.
That is an inside joke, folks, okay? My children don't speak like that.
What was my other sponsors?
About Iron Cross Dirtworks.
Iron Cross Dirtworks, that's my father.
Ma'am?
But you still have to thank him.
Thank you, Dad.
There you go. He's the one that keeps your show on the road, kid. You better thank him.
All your fans?
Yes.
I'm trying to think. My brain is so done.
Backup Girls Official.
Carjigs?
Carjigs, Backup Girls Official.
Oh, thank you, Mom and Emily. Thank you, Jeanette.
Pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody at the track.
Everybody at the track.
Oh, and then don't forget to thank your number one, your biggest fan, Mr. Casey Kieslin.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Casey.
Yep.
Yeah.
The gambler.
Because I might be your number one fan, but he's your biggest fan.
Yeah. There's a special bond there with you guys. Okay.
All right. Well, I think That's it, unless you had anything else to add, Bonnie.
No, just be on the lookout. Labor Day weekend is when we will be in Mocan. It's our last Funny Car Chaos race of the season. It'll be fun. I know the points are tight right now. I'm like excited to see how the season ends. I don't think I've like really ever been this excited to see how the season ends. So be on the lookout for that and all the...
They also have that Great 8 shootout that they're doing in Mocan.
Oh, yes, yes. So,
which I think we're currently sitting like number 6 or 7 in it. I think y'all are a couple spots higher because you've qualified better than we have, but we're not going to Albuquerque, so I think it'll kind of knock us out of it. But I'm excited to see how that plays out too, because that's going to be pretty fun.
Yes. And then obviously to top off the end, we will do the Junior Bug Contest. And again, yes. For any kids involved in any of the race teams, or a part, I should say, of the race teams. And then the Chaos Bug.
Yes, the Bug of Chaos.
Bug of Chaos. What is
that? It'll be decided that weekend, but it will not be announced
that weekend
until the banquet.
Yes.
But yeah, so for the Junior Bugs Contest, I know we've been talking y'all's ears off about it, but that's just because we're wanting to promote it a whole bunch. The only rule that we have is that you have to be with a race team that is on the property that weekend. That's it. You don't have to go on the track, because we know that there's a lot of, like, the Gambler Girls, they have a whole bunch of them that aren't, they don't back up the car because they're so little.
Yes, but they have lovely outfits.
Yeah, good. So all you gotta do is be with a race team that weekend and you can be part of it. So, yeah, if that's it, we appreciate you guys listening, and we look forward to seeing you guys on the next one. So, we'll see y'all at the track.
Bye, guys. Bye.